Okay, you already know where Luke chapter 15 is, so turn there with me. Luke chapter 15. And Ann and I want to say how much of a joy and a pleasure and a privilege it has been for us to be here.
所以 Ann 和我呢一直说呢，我们非常高兴，更是非常荣幸有这样的机会跟大家在一起。
And everybody here is welcome to come and visit in our home. Just not at the same time. Okay.
邀请大家在这里的每一位呢，我都希望大家有机会到我们的安大略的家中去拜访，只要大家不是一到一起来的。
Okay, in Luke chapter 15, remember the audience is made up of two categories of people. Remember that? Some came to hear what the Lord had to say, and some came to complain and accuse the Lord. They accused the Lord of being a friend of sinners, and he would even eat with them.
他们指责耶稣说呢，他居然和罪人一起吃饭，甚至成为罪人的朋友。
And that is true. He is a friend of sinners, and he does like to have fellowship. Sit down at a meal and get to know you.
这也的确是事实。耶稣是罪人的朋友，他愿意和他们一同吃饭。
So the Lord Jesus responded to those accusations by telling four stories. You remember this, I'm sure.
所以耶稣回应他们的这个质疑呢，有四个故事，你们都记得这四个故事。
The first story is about sheep, right?
第一个故事是关于羊。
And how many sheep?
多少
个？
100 sheep.
100只羊。
How many were lost?
One.
One was lost. How many were left?
99只。
The second story,
第二个呢?
Coin.
A coin.
第二个是关于钱。
And how many coins?
10
coins. Okay, how many was lost?
One
was lost.
一块。
And that's left.
还剩一块。
Third story.
第三个故事。
Younger son. And how many sons were there? There were two sons. How many rebelled and went away?
One.
Very good. And that left one.
还剩一个。
Now our lesson this morning is about the older son.
今天早上我们要讲这个长子的故事，大儿子。
And the father had one left at home, and one goes away.
Zero.
还有一个长子，这个长子丢了，就没了。
I told you last week that the last one is a very difficult story because most of us fit into this story.
我上周告诉大家，最后一个这个长子的故事呢，有一点困难，是因为我们每一个人都是在这个里面，像他一样。
You remember the sheep wandered away. They didn't know where they were going. They just kept eating and they got lost.
你都记得那个羊是自己走丢的，他们不是，他们就在底下吃东西啊，不小心就走丢了。
And the coin, it didn't even know it was lost.
那钱甚至没有自知他自己是丢失的。
And both of those had to be sought for. Someone had to go and find them.
那这两种情况呢，都是要有人去找他们啊，他们是被动的被找回来的。
So the shepherd went and found the sheep, and the woman went and swept her house and found the coin.
牧羊人呢去出去找回他的羊，这个丢钱的妇人呢打扫他的房子，找出那块丢失的钱。
So the sheep represent a sinner wandering away from God. The coin represents a sinner doesn't even know he's lost.
所以羊就代表一个人，一个罪人呢，他自己在自己的需要里走丢了。然后呢，另外一个 钱呢是代表一种罪人他自己根本不知道他是丢失的状态。
But the third story about the younger son, he knew what he was doing.
第三个故事呢，这个小儿子他可是知道他在做什么。
He asked for his inheritance. He left his father. He said goodbye. I want to be independent and do go my own way.
他离开他的父亲，拿上他的所要继承的财产，说再见，我要做我自己的事儿。
So he rebelled against authority and went into a far country.
所以他对他的权柄他是悖逆的，他去到了远方的国度里。
He is a picture of a sinner who rebels against God. He knows what he is doing, and he's going to do his own thing.
他代表一种罪人呢，他们是非常清楚他们在做什么，他就是不要上帝，他要做自己的事了。
Interesting enough, in that story, the father did not go after the young son.
很有意思的，这个故事里呢，这个父亲啊，他没有去追着这个孩子去把他追回来。
The father knew the son well enough that he's not ready to come home yet, but the father was always looking and hoping and no doubt praying for that boy.
所以这个父亲非常了解这个小儿子，所以他一直是在等候，也毫无疑问他在为他祷告，祈求他回来。
Then one day the father saw the young son coming home. Remember that part?
当然你们就知道有一天看见这个小儿子 回家了。
And what did the father do?
父亲怎么做呢？
He ran
跑过去嘛，跑过去。
Yeah. And he embraced him and he loved him, and the son confessed that he was sorry, and the father said, it's okay, you're home now, you're alive.
他拥抱给他亲嘴，爱他，给他很多的供应，然后孩子也悔改了，父亲原谅了。
That's the picture of a sinner who repents and comes back home or to God.
这就代表一个罪人，他悔改，回到了神的身边。
But the parable is not over yet.
但是这个比喻呢，故事呢，还没有结束。
We've got one more story.
还有一个故事。
Okay. I'm going to read that story, this part of the parable to you.
我要读这个部分的故事给大家。
I'm beginning in verse 25 of Luke 15.
路加十五章的二十五节开始。
Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing.
那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音。
The elder son called one of the servants and asked, "What do these things mean?"
便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。
And he said to him, "Your brother is come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he has received him safe and sound."
仆人说你兄弟来了，你父亲因为得他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛犊宰了。
The older son was angry and would not go in.
大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来。
So the father came out and begged him. He tried everything to get him to come in.
他父亲出来劝他，想尽一切办法要让他进去。
The older son said,to his father, all these years I've served you, and I've never ever disobeyed or sinned at any time any of your commandments, and yet you never gave me a kid, a little goat, that I might make merry with my friends.
我服侍你这多年，这个大儿子对父亲说，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我和朋友一同快乐。
But as soon as this your son was come, which had wasted your living with harlots, you killed for him the fatted calf.
但你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。
The older son said, and he said to him, Son, you are ever with me, and everything I have is yours.
父亲对他说，儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
It was right that we should be merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.
只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，所以我们理当欢喜快乐。
Now, in the first story, where you had one sheep that was lost, the Bible says there's more joy in heaven over that sheep than over 99 people that do not need to repent.
所以第一个故事里面呢，一百只羊丢了一只的时候呢，讲到这个丢失的羊回归的时候，圣经说，那个主人为这一只啊，比那99只欢喜更大。
Now we're going to ask ourselves the question, how many people need to repent?
我来问大家，有多少人需要悔改呢？
Everybody needs to repent.
都需要悔改。
To repent means that you turn to God.
悔改表明你转向神。
Remember, we went over that lesson before. I'm going on the broad road that leads down to hell, but I hear about Jesus, so I turn to the Lord. That's repentance.
大家都记得我们讲过这个比喻，我在宽路上往前走，走向灭亡。当我听见耶稣的时候，我就转向他。
Anybody that says I don't need to repent is what we call self-righteous person.
那任何人说他不需要悔改的呢，我们管这样的情形叫做自以为义。
They think they are so good they don't need to turn to the Lord.
他们认为他们如此之好，所以他们不需要转向神。
At the end of the parable, we got an example of that person who does not need to repent.
所以在这样的整个十五章故事的结尾呢，我们看见了这个例子。他说他不需要悔改。
In the story, he said to his father, "I have never done anything wrong."
所以他在故事里说呢，我没有做任何不好的事情。
That's not true.
这不是对的。
You might think he has never done anything wrong. There is none good, no, not one.
所以也许他自己认为他没有做任何坏事，但是我们都知道地上没有一人，一个都没有。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
But the older son wouldn't admit that.
但这个长子呢，他可不这么承认的。
Now there's some really interesting things that we can find out about the son, and I want to show them to you.
啊，这里关于这个长子有一些非常有意思的事情啊，我要跟大家分享。
The first thing I want you to know is in verse 25, the older son was in the field working when his younger brother came home.
那第一件事呢是二十五节。当小儿子回家的时候呢，这长子正在田里劳作。
I believe the father was also in the field working, but the father was looking for the son, and the older brother was not.
我相信呢，这个父亲也在田里，只不过呢，在那个时候呢，父亲还有一样事情是在等小儿子回来，但这个长子没有。
Matter of fact, I will tell you this: think he cared whether his young brother would come home or not.
换句话说呢，我觉得这长子他甚至不介意或者不在意他的弟弟会不会回来。
We could suggest that because the older brother was not looking for his younger brother, he missed the miracle when the younger son came home.
或者说呢，正是因为他根本没有盼望这个小儿子回来啊，所以当儿子回来的时候，这个人的改变的这个神迹呢？他就错过了，他就根本没看见那个场面。
He didn't see his young brother away. He didn't see the father running. He didn't see the repentance. He didn't see them receive one another. He missed it all. He missed the miracle.
他没有看见这个场景，这个小儿子回来，父亲迎上去，小儿子悔改了，父亲原谅他，这整个一切的这个彼此的接纳的这个整个神迹，他都没有看见。
There is an application to this story right here.
在这个故事里呢，在这一个点上呢，有一些的应用啊，给我们。
We should always be watching and praying and looking for the hand of God to move.
所以我们总是要等候，看着或者祷告着， 来看神的手在在所有的事情上他在掌权，他在往前推进。
Don't ever get so busy working that you forget to watch for God working.
所以不要总是忙于你自己的事哈，因为这样的话呢，你会错过神的手在做的事情。
You never know when when the miracles are going to happen, but if you're always looking, always praying, you'll never miss the miracle.
所以你一直在看，一直在等候，一直在祷告呢，你就不会错过这样的神迹。
There's something else about the older son here we need to talk about.
还有一些其他的事啊，关于这个长子我们会讲。
When he came back out of the field, he heard music and dancing.
啊，他从田里回来，他听见了什么？奏乐跳舞的声音。
And he asked one of the servants, "What is happening?"
他问一个仆人说发生什么？
My question is.
我的问题是。
Why didn't he ask his father?
为什么他不问他的父亲？
I'm suggesting that the older son and the father were not very close.
所以呢，这里意味着这个长子跟父亲啊关系不是特别近。
Matter of fact, I think the older son by now is very, very jealous of what is happening to his younger brother.
甚至呢，这个长子对于他小儿子所发生的事呢，甚至有一些嫉妒了。
I don't think the older son ever cared that his brother, his young brother, was lost. I don't think he ever cared.
所以呢，这个长子呢，甚至根本不介意啊，不在乎他那个小儿子已经丢失了，已经跑出去了。
Matter of fact, when the father asked the older son to come in and rejoice with him, he got angry.
所以是以至于呢，当父亲要长子一起进来。一起欢喜的时候呢，他甚至很生气。这个长子。
Why would you get angry that your brother repented and came home? Why would you get angry at that?
你的弟弟开始悔改了，回家了，这件事情为什么会让你很生气呢？
He didn't care about his younger brother. That's why.
因为他不介意，不在乎他的小儿子，他的弟弟。
Matter of fact, nowhere in the story does the older son ever call the younger son his brother. He never calls him his brother.
所以在整个故事里面呢，这个长子从来没有管这个小儿子叫弟弟，他从来没有管他叫弟弟。
He said to the father, "Your son."
他跟他的父亲说你儿子，你儿子。
Very angry.
非常生气。
Very jealous.
非常嫉妒。
Let me make one other point. Another point is that there was more than enough provision at the father's table.
所以我要告诉大家一个事实，在父亲的桌子上啊，其实供应啊是远超过所需的。
You remember when the younger son was away, he said.The hired servants have more than enough at my father's home.
所以你可以想象，小儿子当时在要悔改的时候，他都知道在他家的雇工啊，都是超乎所求所想，就是。
And I'm suggesting that every night at supper, when they came out of the field, there was a place for the father, there was a place for the younger son, there was a place for the older son.But there, that son, for the younger son, the chair was empty.
所以我相信呢，每一天晚上啊，那个，当他们从田里回做工回来啊，总是会有个位置留给父亲，留给长子，留给小儿子。只不过呢，留给小儿子这个位置呢，一直是空的。
I don't think the older son ever cared that there was room at the father's table, but that the chair was empty.
所以。这个长子呢，应该是从来没有介意过，或者不在乎，在他的父亲的房间里有这么个位置，是一直还是留给他的弟弟。
The scriptures say there was more and enough. There was way more. Everybody could have sat at that table, but the older son didn't care. There was an empty chair.
所以，有足够多的供应，只不过呢，这个长子呢， 根本不在乎，不在乎那个有个空着的位置在那。
Now before we condemn the older son, we need to look in our own hearts.
所以在我们定给这个长子定罪之前呢，我们来看一下自己的心。
There are not too many empty chairs here today, are there?
今天我们的其实也没有很多很多空位置，大家数空位置。
But there are a few.
但是总是会有一些。
You know anybody that could be here?
你知道有人可以在坐在这儿吗？
Do you care?
你会在乎吗？
Older son didn't care.
长子他不在乎的。
See, there's more and enough at the father's table.
永远记得在父亲的家空间是足够大的。
On the Lord's day, when all the Christians get together to remember the Lord, any empty chairs?
在主的日子，当我们一起来，主的餐桌前，会不会有空的位置呢？
The Father provides more than enough. There's no need for anybody to lack. There's love and forgiveness and salvation and everything that we need. But they're empty chairs.
神供应我们足够多。父亲不希望任何一个人丢失，非常非常的充足，他给每一个人预备了救恩，预备了灵里的丰盛的供应，但是总是会有空的位置。
There's another thing I learned about this older son.
那另外一个呢，是我学习到关于这个长子。
He said to him in verse 29, he answered to the father.And he said, I've never done anything wrong, and you didn't even give me a little goat with my friend.
29节吧，他说呢，我什么事也没有违背过你的命啊。他的意思说我没做错过任何事，但你没给我过一只山羊羔。他在强调这个山羊羔。
He was really critical of his father's love.
他对他父亲的爱啊，真的是满满的都是那个仇、嫉妒、仇恨、怨恨。对。
The father.Said everything I have is yours. Why don't you rejoice with us? No, he said, you never gave me anything like that.
所以父亲呢后面说呢，我的一切不都是你的吗？你不可以在这一切上喜乐吗？这个长子其实想说的就是，不，你根本什么都没给我。
If you read your Bible very closely, I want you to look at verse 30. There's a real significant.Insight into the story here.
所以三十节是一个特别关键进到这个长子心里的一节。
The older son said, "As soon as your son came home, he devoured his living. He wasted his living with harlots."
他说：“但你这个儿子，这个长子说他父亲啊，你这个儿子和娼妓吞进了你的产业。”
Now here's the question. You ready for this question?
现在有个问题。
How did the older son know that?
这个长子怎么知道的？
The younger son just comes home.
这个小儿子才回来哦。
How did the older son know what the younger son had been doing in that far country?
对呀，这小儿子才回来，这个长子怎么知道小儿子在远方的国家？干的什么事情呢？他怎么知道？
I wonder if sometime after dark, at night, if that older son ever went over to that place himself.
我猜啊，也许太阳下山的时候，这个在黑暗里啊，也许长子自己也去过。
I don't know how that older son knew this part of the story.
这个长子他怎么知道这个故事的这一部分？
Maybe when nobody was looking, he went into that far country, but he was self-righteous. He would never tell anybody.
也许没有人看的时候，他自己去看，但是他很自以为意，他不会告诉任何人。
I find it very, very interesting that the main part of this story is that this older son represents a self-righteous person that needs no repentance.
所以这个部分的故事就代表一种人，他非常的自以为意，他们非常需要对神悔改。
I want to close this morning by telling you a story.
今天最后呢，我要讲一个故事给大家。
A man was walking down a street on a very, very cold winter day.
有一个人呢，在路上走啊，在一个非常寒冷的冬天晚上。
And he saw a young boy on the street, no parents, all by himself, very cold and hungry.
他看见一个小男孩在路上，然后父母不在身边，又冷又饿。
So the man approached this young boy and said, "Son, my house is not very far away. I'd like for you to come home with me, and my wife will make a meal for us, and you can get warm by my fire."
对，然后他就上去跟这个小男孩说呢，那我家不远，你就跟我一起回去，我太太会给我们做一顿很好吃的，这样可以暖和。
The little boy was very thankful for that, so he followed the man home. They went into a really warm house, and the wife makes a very nice meal, and the boy warms himself and washed up and got ready for supper.
所以，这个小男孩就跟他一起回去了。的确，那个女主人做了很多好吃的，然后这个小男孩让自己很暖和起来了，准备好吃这个晚餐了。
So the wife brought the supper out.Put it on the table, and they gave thanks to God for all the Lord had blessed them with.
所以，他女主人把这个晚餐放在桌上，他们一起为供应了来感谢神。
They even thanked God that the father met this boy on the street and invited him home, and now they could share with this boy to encourage him.
然后他们也为这件事情来感谢神，就是让他们能够在路上碰到这个男孩。然后把这个男孩带回家来给他晚餐给他供应为这样的一个安排来感谢神。
So when they ended giving thanks, they said to the boy, "Now enjoy your meal. It's all for you. We made it just for you, and there's lots more if you want."
然后呢，祷告完以后呢，他们就跟小男孩说呢，你要好好吃这个晚餐，然后呢有足够多的，你随便怎么吃都是够的。
But he wouldn't eat.
然后这小男孩就不吃了。
He just looked at the food, but he wouldn't eat it.
他就看着这个食物就不吃了。
So the man said, "Is there something wrong? Don't you like the food?" He said, "No, I like the food."
然后呢，这个男的就问这个男孩说，你有什么问题吗？你不喜欢吃的吗？
He said, "Well, just go ahead, son. We made it for you. Go ahead and enjoy. Dig in."
然后他就跟那个男孩说，吃啊，这个都是为你做的，使劲吃。
But he wouldn't eat.
男孩就不吃。
He said, "Why? Why won't you eat the meal?"
他就问他为什么你不吃呢？
He said, "Well, you remember when I was on the street and I was cold and hungry, and you found me?"
他就说，你还记不记得我在路上，我很冷，我又饿，你找到我吗？
The man said, "Yes, I know, I remember that."
那男的说呢，我记得，我记得。
He said, "Well, I have a friend."
这个男孩说，我还有个朋友。
My friend's name is Billy.
我朋友名字叫 Billy。
Billy and I, we go everywhere together.
Billy 和我呢，我们是一起到每一个地方一起去的。
We love one another.
我们是很好的朋友。
We always are together.
我们总是在一起。
But he said, "When you found me, Billy was around on the other side of the street."
他说，当你发现我的时候呢 ，Billy 在那个街的那一头。
He wasn't with me when you found me.
他跟我不在一起，你发现我的时候。
And he said, "I can't eat this food. I can't enjoy all of this because my friend Billy is not here."
他说，我不能吃这个东西啊，我不能自己享用，因为我的朋友 Billy 不在。
So he said to the man, "Could I go get Billy and bring him?"
所以他跟这个男的说呢，我能不能去把我的朋友 Billy 也叫来？
And the man said, "Of course, you go get Billy. There's room at the father's table for all that come, you go get Billy.
所以他说呢，你去，你把 Billy 叫来，因为在父亲的房间里有足够的空间。
Are you thinking about anybody in your life that could benefit from being here today and enjoying the blessing of the Father's table?
有没有在你的生命中想到你的家庭的成员或者你的生命中很重要的人能够在今天的信息里得益，能够在父亲的房间里得益？
Well, what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to go get Billy. That's what you're going to need to do.
你要做的就是把 Billy 叫过来。
Your Billy.
你的 Billy.
Your friend.
你的朋友。
The person you're thinking about. The person you're praying for.
你所祷告的。
See, there's more and enough at the Father's table.
因为在父的桌上。
And we need to be concerned about these empty chairs because other people will really, really enjoy what you're enjoying.
我们要真的在意这些空着的椅子，因为你所喜悦的一定还有很多人跟你一同。
Let's don't be self-righteous like the older brother and miss the miracles that God has.
所以让我们不要像那个长子那么自以为意，而失掉见证神迹荣耀的机会。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, you have been so good to teach us so many lessons at this study.
主啊，您是如此的好，让教导我们这么多这么好的故事。
Some of these lessons are harder to apply than others are.
有的教导呢，比其他的更难在我们身上应用。
Down deep in our hearts, Father, we know that we're not that much different from the older son.
在我们内心的深处，我们认识到其实我们跟这个长子没有什么区别。
We'd like to think that we're really good people.
我们总是觉得我们是好人。
But if we look close, we still see some empty chairs at the Father's table.
当我们往近了看的时候，我们就在父的房间看见有很多空的椅子。
I wonder if they're empty because we don't care.
因为我们其实不在意它是不是空。
So I suppose the answer is we need to talk to the Father about the empty chair.
所以我们的答案是我们要跟我们的父来谈这些空椅子的事。
And I'm sure the Father will say, go and get your friends and bring them back.
所以父亲会说呢，去把你的朋友带回来。
So we can rejoice together over the goodness of our God.
这样我们能够在神的供应里欢喜快乐。
Thank you, Father, for being so good and gracious to us.
父啊，谢谢您如此对我们有恩典。
May we never forget our family and our friends to pray for them and to bring them to the Father's table.
盼望我们都不忘记我们的家人、我们的亲人和朋友，为他们祷告，带他们回家。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
Amen. Amen.